This show and that story are dedicated to a good friend of mine and professional haunt actor, Sean TikTok Chamberlain, who passed away recently, way too early at the age of 27, and will be missed greatly. This show concerns haunt acting. Aptly, Sean was the consummate haunt actor. He could take on an already created stock or trademark character, or he often developed his own complete with makeup design, costume, and props, and could always be counted on to work within the parameters of park guidelines while remaining intensely scary and professional. But we're getting ahead of ourselves, so let's talk a bit about haunt acting. There are many aspects to focus on, each could be a seminar on their own, so let's break this down a little. In our industry, the role of the actor is integral to the show. Without actors, most of your attraction is just something to look at. People aren't paying for that, they want an interactive experience. Actors bring your show to life and deliver the show to your guests. There are usually two main groups of actors, main characters, line entertainers, narrators or greeters, and house actors. Now obviously house actors also includes any normal character in your show that may not be in a house environment, like hayrides, fields, mineshafts, or any other attraction. While one is a specialized performer incorporating a lot of speaking or pantomime and perhaps has special skills, etc., the other makes up the bulk of your acting staff. But both have many things in common. Both require actors to stay in character, expend an enormous amount of energy repeatedly in a short window of time, and both require actors to take the job seriously. Even if you're a volunteer, this is a job. People are paying to see you. If you're not there, there is no show. So reliability and commitment to your obligations are just the basics. Now, like any business dealing with people and performers in particular, because they tend to be a little extroverted, gregarious, and often loud, there will be staff members that will become instant friends and there will be some that will not. If you are running the show, you must learn what to listen to and what to ignore concerning disputes and cliquey factions among your acting staff. A good rule of thumb is to set up guidelines early on as to how you'll deal with drama. There will always be situations you can help resolve with a little patience and consideration, which are the exceptions to the rule. But most of the issues should be resolved by the staff themselves. If they can't learn to work together now amongst each other, they won't be able to effectively deal with a real situation concerning a guest. And if you are that haunt actor with an issue, do your best to resolve it amicably. The haunt season is short, everyone is working and sometimes not in optimal conditions. Remember this as differences arise. There may be situations present you know nothing about. Let's talk about the bulk of your staff, house actors. And these are in no particular order. The main thing here is that they repeatedly do what you need them to do and that they remain in their spot. Every haunt actor wants to walk around. And I understand. It can seem boring doing the same thing all the time all night long, and using the same muscles or movement can exhaust them quickly. But if that scare zone is not filled, guests do not get a show in the area, and that is something we strive to avoid. What most haunt actors may not understand is most attractions are designed with a certain flow, both the throughput and for entertainment value. If a scare is missing, it could disrupt the emotional roller coaster ride guests are paying for, or destroy the timing for another scare altogether. There are ways to help. 1. You can rotate those actors into different spots so they're not doing the same thing every night. 2. Have them do the scare several different ways so the same muscles are not used continually and they don't get so tired. 3. Make sure all your actors have water available so they're hydrated, and if you have the resources, cough drops and some snacks go a long way too. This will help them mentally to keep up energy and allow them to stay in the show longer. We used to have the attraction manager or another staff member bring these to the actors in their spots to cut down on breaks. Breaks. Everyone needs a break, not a problem, but you have to manage them. 1 or 2 a night should be enough depending on conditions. If you allow smoking, have it in the break area only, and don't let staff run out constantly for cigarette breaks. Tell them to go on the patch. Also, never let guests see your staff, but especially monsters, eat, drink, or smoke. You'd never see Dracula with a mask up, cigarette hanging out of his mouth with a Pepsi in his hand, would you? Work clean. Either have your actors bring trash out with them from their space into the break area, even if it's not theirs, and throw it away there, or have the manager walk through the attraction at the end of the night with a garbage bag in hand, releasing actors from their spots only after it's been cleaned, and can follow that manager and the rest of the staff out. Do this the first night, no matter how busy or crazy it is, so it can set the standard for the rest of the season. Props. Most haunt actors are always looking for a prop to hold or something to destroy. Beware, if you do not manage this correctly, some will feel justified in taking things out of your scenes and beating the crap out of everything because they think that is what they need to do to be scary. Only authorized props should be used, and only in certain areas. Maybe all your actors have a prop, great, but they still have to be accountable for them and your attraction, to say nothing of the concern of striking a guest by mistake with something an actor is holding. Organized chaos, that's what you want. But without that accountability, it becomes mayhem instead, and not the good intense show kind either, but rather the lawsuit kind instead. This so far is mostly operational aspects, but when you ask your staff to be scary, what do they do? If you don't tell them exactly what to do, you will get one of two results. One, the actor is a born haunter and will work within any parameters you have set up, develop a character, and learn by trial and error what scares people in that spot, and be effective at it. Or, two, not knowing how to be scary or what you want, they will do what they think you want, which could be anything from sitting down and doing nothing without instruction, or just jumping out in the beginning of a group, hopefully, and possibly saying get out or something else which may be completely inappropriate for your haunt. Not to mention doing something that unbeknownst to them may be either dangerous or cause damage to themselves, your patrons, or the facility. You must train your actors. Give them every tool possible to do a good job. Not everyone is an entertainer. It must be taught. In haunt acting, much like comedy, this usually hinges on timing. Timing. Timing of when to jump out or to activate a scare, timing of when a guest is primed for the maximum effect, and timing of when to retreat or reset. Tell them what to say, and perhaps even more importantly, what not to say. Don't just tell them to say something monster-like. You know what you'll get. Give them some sample lines to repeat, like, "Stay with us. Where are you going? Beware the spider." Show them how to say it. Is there an accent? A slur? Do they yell? Are they quiet? You won't get what you want unless you ask for it. Now, give them guidelines. Let them know where their areas are and where they cannot go. You wouldn't want the Frankenstein monster to be seen before the laboratory if that's where he makes his appearance, for example. Once an actor knows where his space is, then you must tell him or her how to stay in it, how to reset for their scare, where to hide or how to act if in plain sight. Explain to them why to stay there, how they will disrupt another scare and ruin their own if they leave, not to mention how will guests get out if there's an emergency and if that actor is not there to aid them. Which brings me to emergency procedures. Train your actors where all the exits are, fire extinguishers, fire alarms, and what to do exactly when an emergency occurs. What constitutes an emergency, and how to deal with patrons who may be too scared or need to leave. How to get possible medical assistance, and who to call over to facilitate that assistance. I usually have a character sheet for each actor, as I've mentioned in some of my other seminars. This would have the character's name, what they look like, complete with a picture. This is invaluable for the makeup department and wardrobe, and ensures the character knows what he or she should have and how they should look. The character sheet may also have their story or background, a description of how they should move, and dialogue of what to say or not to say. Listed also are any props they may use on their person or in their scare area. And most importantly, there is a map of the haunt location where they are to be, which shows their area, the nearest exits if applicable, fire extinguishers, etc. It'll also show a place where the actors should report in case of emergency. This enables managers to get a quick headcount of all staff members. Well, that's a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff for house actors, but what about line entertainers, narrators, and walk-around characters? These specialized performers will utilize all the skills and tools we've just gone over for the house actors, but will also have a greater amount of freedom to move around and interact with your guests. So let's just call them walk-arounds for now, even though they may have a specific area to work in, like a narrator on a hay wagon. Walkarounds usually do a lot more talking, although they may be silent too, but will all have almost 100% face time with the public, in character, performing, and communicating, unlike a house actor that could skip into a spot to reset, get a drink, or hide. House actors see any particular guests for usually a few seconds, maybe a little longer if they have a skit to perform. A walkaround character, however, will see the same guests all over your facility for very long periods of time. This means the standard jump out and scare is pretty much useless unless they work it into the crowd. This takes time and skill. Dealing with hecklers and engaging the public long term sometimes means a stand-up comedian would do well as a walk-around. They may also have a specific talent. Perhaps they can juggle, make up a story on the spot including a guest and their party, eat fire, in special locations and under watch of officials only, pantomime, you get the idea. The main thing is these entertainers are just that. They learn how to work the crowd, how to engage guests that have already seen them multiple times, how to use one guest to entertain others, and more. Maybe they include the guests in their storyline and tell them their background. Here's a good example for engaging guests. If lines are long, it can be fun to pull one person or a whole group out of the middle of the line and offer them front-of-the-line entrance if they do, say, the chicken dance or the hokey-pokey in front of the entire queue. Not only is it funny and the character can chastise the guests, make fun of them, or congratulate their performance, but all the others in line get a show for free. You can determine best what kinds of things you may want the walk-arounds to make people do and how far you want them to go, but no matter the degree, it's fun to see. Some other tricks to keep guests entertained could be as simple as listening. They will often mention in conversation whether it's someone's birthday, their name, what they are most afraid of, or even a funny story the character can exploit to fun or scary advantage. The walk-arounds are always listening, watching the crowd, and not just for entertainment. They will often be the first to see a potential unruly guest or someone that may need watching by security. It's all part of the guest interaction. The one hard line that does not get crossed is that walk-arounds never break character, ever. Unless, of course, it's an emergency, but even then, it can often be done in character. These are monsters, creatures, or characters that are not the people performing them. Keep this in mind when they are out among your public. That is what guests are paying to see. Monsters, not a kid in a costume that drops his accent to pick up a girl or ask for a cigarette. Those kinds of things are unforgivable for walk-arounds. These are your premium actors, the best you have. Make sure the guests only see their best, always. There should be a special dressing room for them and their props and costumes, which may double as their special break area so they can come and go as needed. This will allow them to always be well prepared for what guests may throw at them, hopefully not literally. Lastly, remember, a great team member or character will not only do their own scares, lines, or performance, but will also inspire others, encouraging them and their performance as well. This kind of attention creates a troop or family atmosphere that binds all your actors together and improves your show. Motivation can be a tricky thing to create in the short season which is haunting. Encourage your staff to help provide that for each other, and if you're really lucky, you may get a gem or two like my missing friend that will be a mentor to other actors, lead by example, that helps to alleviate drama instead of causing it, and be a kick-ass entertainer. Scare everyone. Okay, we'll wrap this segment up for now. In future episodes of Something Wicked, we'll talk about more aspects of professional haunting and so much more. If you have any suggestions or questions, please feel free to email me at edward@somethingwickedproductions.com. I'm always available for haunted attraction help. Just let me know what your haunt needs are, and I'll hook you up. So until next time, be safe. This is Wick Ed Gannon, www.somethingwickedproductions.com, saying, have a wicked day.
Scaring people is so much fun.
I'm gone now. Heaven help you.
Please like and follow the podcast. Stalk us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Links in the description. And help us by sharing HauntCast with all your haunted Halloween brethren. Until next time, stay scary.